Rick, when you heard that Osama bin Laden was dead, what were your thoughts?
Well, of course, I was very happy that he's finally been captured and eliminated. I am concerned, as a former law enforcement official, though, that Americans be on the alert for further attacks by al-Qaeda.
When you think about the 9/11, do you remember where you were?
Yes, I was sheriff at the time, and we were very concerned about Homeland Security and, you know, securing areas in Eaton County that could be further targets.
Let's talk about the education budget. It looks like there are going to be cuts. A lot of concerns out there by folks, especially when you talk how the state is trying to rebound, to bring business in, to keep educated folks here. When you start taking money away from education, especially K through 12, it makes you wonder if you're not trying to circumvent those activities.
Well, I personally voted no on the education bills. I would like to seek further reforms in K-12, and I think there's many ways we can reform the system without making these massive cuts. I do understand that the cuts will perhaps force a lot of changes, but I would prefer a different method.
Well, Rick, when we think about education and the cuts that we're seeing, we keep hearing this fight. We keep hearing the conversations that here we go again. We've got a Republican governor in, and the Republicans are trying to make the middle class and the poor people take on the majority of this of balancing the budget, while the rich and the businessmen are getting away without paying their fair share. What's your take on that?
Well, that's political rhetoric. I think the number one need of the state of Michigan are jobs and more jobs. Jobs will fix everything. Jobs will bring in more tax dollars for education. You know, there's a lot of things we can do to improve the economy. So I appreciate everything the governor is trying to do to give us a better business climate so those jobs are there. You know, that's one of the reasons schools are closing is not because of a lack of money, but because of a lack of children. You know, families are moving, seeking jobs in other states, and our children's population has gone down in many school districts.
Rick, I had a caller call in and wanted to know if you were for or against a new bridge from Detroit to Windsor.
You know, I think it's kind of humorous. I have remained neutral on that until I see in writing the governor's plan. Now, I have been assured by the lieutenant governor that the plan that the governor has will cost no tax dollars for Michiganders, that it would be a standalone project that wouldn't cost the taxpayers any money. And I said, well, I'm interested in that, and I'd like to look at it. I know that Canada would prefer the one lower on the river that would connect better with their highway system. But we have a billionaire named Matty Maroon who owns the Ambassador Bridge, and he would prefer to build a bridge right next to his, and he would own it all. The bridge that he currently owns is 82 years old and is badly in need of repair. Also, I think we need to have a bridge in that area that can hold the heavier trucks for all the commerce that goes back and forth between Canada and Michigan. And, you know, I find it kind of humorous that somebody has spent a great deal of money advertising on radio stations all over my Senate district saying to call Rick Jones. Well, Rick Jones remains neutral until I see it in writing.
Come on, Rick Jones doesn't remain neutral on anything.
No, I actually think the governor may have a great plan, but I got to see the bill in writing. I'm not going to commit to voting for something that's not in writing.
But basically, it sounds like you're saying if the taxpayers don't have to pay a dime of this bridge, you'd be in favor of it.
I certainly would consider a different bridge than what Matty has proposed. And I'm not sure if it's a good policy to have bridges owned by private people in international waters. I know that it had to be shut down during 9/11, And so I'm very concerned about that situation.
Wanted to talk to you about smoking rooms in bars. Currently, it's against the law to smoke in bars as well as many other places. Would you be in favor of this?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, it's my bill. Currently, what's happened is the hospitality industry has lost 10,000 jobs. Many bars have literally had to lay people off. They've had all sorts of problems. I know one bar in this area, they no longer have any bands. They simply don't have any money. The owner's working 7 days a week trying to keep his place open. And all I'm proposing is allow a smoking room that would be sealed, have negative air pressure, somewhere where people wouldn't have to walk out in the ice and the snow and the rain and the freezing temperatures. And this shouldn't bother anybody. Also, the way I've written it, there will be no service. No waiter or waitress would have to walk through the smoke. And by the way, Keno sales have dropped since the smoking ban, and you can show it's directly related, $80 million.
So
and a lot of that would go to education.
Do you have support for this?
I have a number of people that co-sponsored it, and I think there's a possibility we could see a change. Certainly, I don't think the intent originally was to damage businesses. I think the intent was to make sure that waiters and waitresses would not have to be in smoke.
All right, and before I let you go, it looks like the House is making, and I should say the House of Representatives is making good progress on getting the budget done by the governor's deadline. Would you concur with that?
I would concur that the Senate and the House are making great strides towards getting the budget done by June 1. I think that's a very positive movement. Certainly, the schools have to have their budgets done by July 1. And this has never happened before in the history of Michigan. You know, normally it goes right to midnight, September 31 or October 1, you know.
All right, Rick Jones, State Senator, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Okay.